This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 23rd, 2024. ARRL has expanded member access to its rich archive of publications. The ARRL Periodicals Archive and Search now includes content from two more popular ARRL magazines, QEX, a forum for communications experimenters, which features technical articles and columns of interest to radio amateurs and communications professionals, and NCJ, the National Contest Journal, which covers information, scores, and advice from the world of competitive radio sport and the contributions of top contesters. Before accessing the archive, members should ensure they are first logged into the ARRL website. Members may now view and download articles from across the extensively indexed archive of QEX from 1981 to 2011 and NCJ from 1973 to 2011. Members can access an index and view copies of articles from the huge ARRL Periodicals archive. The archive was first introduced to members in 2008, providing PDF copies of articles from the QST magazine archive. Since then, thousands of members have enjoyed searching, viewing, and printing their favorite articles, projects, and more. The archive is populated with QST articles from 1915 to 2011. While the archive includes access to downloading many older articles, the more recent and current issues of ARRL magazines continue to be available to members in a digital edition. Make sure you see www.arrl.org/magazines for more information. ARRL members now have access to 4 digital edition magazines, QST, On the Air, QEX, and NCJ. Access to the archive is an ARRL member benefit and as a service of the ARRL Technical Information Service. And if you're not an ARRL member, you can join today at www.arrl.org/join. An important information to pass along now, ARRL has issued an update on the IT security incident that occurred in May of 2024. There is much information in that update, and you can read it all on the homepage at ARRL.org. ARRL has announced that the candidates for the 2024 ARRL division elections are now official. ARRL members will choose between 2 candidates for director in the Hudson, New England, and Northwestern divisions. The sole candidates in the Central and Roanoke divisions for both director and vice director are unopposed. The vice director incumbents in the Hudson, New England, and Northwestern divisions are also unopposed. And elected without opposition in the Central Division, candidate and current Vice Director Brent Walls, N9BA, will be the next director, having served as Vice Director since 2021. And candidate Josh Long, W9HT, will be the next Vice Director. Both candidates are running unopposed. In the Hudson Division, Vice Director David Galletti, KM2O, has held the seat since 2024. In the New England Division, Vice Director Phil Temples, K9HI, who has served the role since 2020. In the Northwestern Division, Vice Director Michael Sterbach, KG7HQ, who has served the role since 2024. And in the Roanoke Division, Director Jim Boehner, N2ZZ, who was elected back to the board in 2022. And Vice Director Bill Moraine, N2COP, was elected to that seat and has held it since 2016. In the contested seats in the Hudson Division, Director Ed Wilson, N2XDD, will face challenger John Covelli, W2GD, for the seat. In the New England Division, Director Fred Kemmerer, AB1OC, will face challenger Tom Frenay, K1KL, who has previously held the positions of Director and Vice President. In the Northwestern Division, Director Mark Tharp, KB7HDX, will run against Dan Marler, K7REX, who is currently a section manager. Balloting for contested seats will take place this fall. Votes will be counted and successful candidates announced in November. Candidates declared elected will assume their roles for terms beginning January 1st, 2025. ARRL is governed by its board of directors. Elections are held for 5 of the 15 ARRL divisions each year for terms of 3 years. 48 years ago, the Pennsylvania-based Mount Airy VHF Radio Club Pack Rats were experimenting with the latest amateur radio technology, Earth Moon Earth EME, which became known simply as Moon Bounce. While the radio equipment was pretty standard for the day, EME was not an easy technology. Moon Bounce contacts required big antennas and kilowatt transmitters. There were a number of dedicated amateur radio operators in a dozen or so countries that had assembled stations capable of making the ultimate long-distance QSO, with one goal in mind, to be the first to work all six populated continents on the globe. The Worked All Continents WAC Award, said Club President Phil McGinnis, WA3NUF. The Pack Rats were very early experimenters of EME communications, thanks to a donation of a 20-foot stressed dish antenna by Al Katz, N2UYH, who is now a silent key, and an EME station was assembled at a rural sheep barn in Revere, Pennsylvania. That station, W3CCX/3, began making EME contacts, but the major obstacle to obtaining the WAC award was the lack of an EME station on 432 MHz on the South American continent. Through a long series of coincidences, hard work by the Pack Rats to help assemble and transport to South America 20 boxes and crates, with the longest box being 6 feet or less, and a seaside college in Barranquilla, Colombia, 6 months of very intense effort ultimately paid off. In early July of 1976, six Pack Rats headed to Barranquilla with the call sign HK1TL. In 1 week of operating, the expedition made 16 contacts, but since they were the only station in South America, it was one short of the six continents needed for the WAC award in Colombia. Meanwhile, in Revere, Pennsylvania, the W3CCX-3 station, manned by Dave Mascaro, WA3JUF, completed a contact with HK1TL on July 29, 1976, achieving the goal of connecting the final continent needed to give the Mount Airy VHF Radio Club WAC on the 70-centimeter band. But the story doesn't end there. The application for the WAC award was mailed and received. There was an issue with the application, but no one remembered the details or recalled what actions were taken at the time, but the club never received a certificate. With the help of retired ARRL Chief Executive Officer Dave Summer, K1ZZ, ARRL Radio Sport and Field Services Manager Bart Jenke, W9JJ, and current Chief Executive Officer David Minster, NA2AA, the ARRL went above and beyond to rectify the Mount Airy VHF Radio Club lost EME WAC Award application, said McGillis. The award now was dated June 6, 1977. Thanks to Phil McGillis, WA3NUF, and Walt Bowman, K3BPP, for their contributions to this story. And you can read more at ARRL.org. The 2024 Slidell, Louisiana EOC Hamfest will be held beginning Friday, September 13th from 2 until 5 p.m. and on Saturday, September 14th from 8 until 2:30 p.m. That event is sponsored by the Ozone Amateur Radio Club. The EOC Hamfest will feature dealer and vendor flea markets, seminars and special presentations, and VE testing sessions. Talk and frequency is 147.270 MHz with a PL of 114.8 MHz, and admission is just $5. For more information, contact David Hartley, K504, Chairman at dehartley@charter.net. The 17th Annual Ohio State Parks on the Air OS POTA Contest will be held September 7th, 2024 from 1400 to 2200 UTC. That's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Contact can be made on 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters using single sideband. Currently, there are 75 Ohio State parks that will be open for the 2024 event. The OS POTA Contest has three main goals: to promote public awareness of amateur radio and Ohio's state parks system, to contribute to the recognition that Ohio has a diverse and active ecology, and to promote camaraderie within the ranks of Ohio's amateur radio operators. More available at the OSPOTA website. ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, is scheduled to be live on the Ham Radio 2.0 YouTube channel on August 23rd, 2024 at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. He'll be there talking about the successes of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, known as TI. Jason Johnston, KC5HWB, the host of the popular channel, will be presenting Good Game with donations gathered from fellow ham radio YouTubers at a recent event. Ahead of the Huntsville Ham Fest, a group of vloggers met up to do a Parks on the Air activation that doubled as a fundraiser lunch for TI. And if you missed the live version, you can always catch the rerun at the Ham Radio 2.0 YouTube channel on YouTube. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The 42nd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium is not far off. This year it will be held October 25th and 26th at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Tampa Rocky Point Waterfront in Tampa, Florida. The Board of Directors will meet October 24th and the morning of the 25th. The evening of the 25th, we have a social and auction. There are all kinds of AMSAT memorabilia and satellite-related things to bid on. There will be a banquet dinner the evening of the 26th with a guest speaker. The morning of the 27th will be an AMSAT ambassador breakfast. If you have never attended a symposium and you are interested in satellites, you should consider attending. All the presentations are satellite-related. Most of those attending are satellite operators. This is a great way, like HamFests, to put a face to that voice you hear during your contacts. Registration for the symposium and hotel is available at AMSAT.org, and click on the link on the main page. We hope to see you there. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In Radio Sport this week, more great contests on August 23rd to the 25th. It's the SCRY Ritty Ops WW Ritty Contest. That's digital. August 24th and 25th, the ARRL EME Contest, CW Phone and Digital. August 24th through the 26th as well, the Hawaii QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. August 24th through the 25th, the ALARA Contest, CW and Phone. August 24th and 25th, the YODXHF Contest, CW and Phone there. August 24th and 25th, it's the U.S. Islands QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. Also on the 24th and 25th of August, the Worldwide Digi DX Contest, that's digital. August 24th and 25th, the Kansas QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And August 24th and 25th, it's the Ohio QSO Party, CW and Phone. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on August 22nd through the 25th. It's the Northeast Ham Exposition sponsoring the ARRL New England Division Convention. That's in Marlborough, Massachusetts. August 30th through September 1st, the Shelby Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL North Carolina State Convention. That's in Shelby, North Carolina. August 31st, the Summer Symposium sponsoring the ARRL Santa Barbara Section Convention. That's in Camarillo, California. And on September 8th, the ARRL Southern New Jersey Section Convention. That's in Mollica Hills, New Jersey. And just a quick reminder, ARRL is seeking well-documented technical summaries from individuals or groups that air the ARRL audio news on their local repeaters. Send along your story or article and any photos to audionews@arrl.org. Your story may help another repeater join our large audio network. You'll find a list and schedule for the ARRL audio news network at audionews@arrl.org. ARRL News is broadcast every Friday and includes a spoken summary of the week's top news stories, just as you heard today. It is available as a podcast hosted by Blueberry.com and is also posted each week to the ARRL website as a downloadable audio file in the MP3 format. And finally this week, thanks to the Chippewa Valley Amateur Radio Club, W9CVA, in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. We're airing the ARRL audio news on their system of linked repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.